Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending to your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices, along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for details. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking about citizen activism because sometimes we have to take our future in our own hands, because the powers that be, governmental agencies, the EPA, they're asleep at the switch when it comes to vigilance for our food, for our medications, for the very things that threaten the health of our families and our children. And moms are ideally situated to advocate for their family members. And so it's appropriate that today we talk to founding executive director of Moms Across America, Zen Honeycutt. Zen has spearheaded a series of initiatives to address our food supply, in particular targeting GMOs and glyphosate. And so tell us, Zen, also you have an initiative called the Gold Standard. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we started the Moms Across America Gold Standard because we wanted the food manufacturers to know what moms want. And what moms want is more now than just non-GMO and organic. What we want is also heavy metal testing, additional pesticide testing, because the current testing is just not widespread enough. You know, even organic is being contaminated, unfortunately, in some cases. We also want fair trade, humanely raised animal products, and we want the brands to support regenerative agriculture in order to reduce climate change. We also want to say enough to plastic. So we want to have packaging which is either, 100% recyclable or recycled, or a recyclable mail-in program, or made with bioplastics, or, compostable plastics. And so this is a tall order. You know, not every company is going to be able to meet our standards. These standards are high because our children's futures are at stake. And we know that it'll take extraordinary efforts for companies to do this. There are some companies, however, that have gone to such extents already, and we are in talks with them right now about getting certified. And one of them that has already been verified with us has been the BioRay, which is a supplement company that makes Chinese herbal tinctures. One is a detox product called Primary Detox. And they have such a great product. Not only is it effective and, the herbs are just the highest quality and all of that. But the owner, Stephanie, when she found out that the label on her bottle, on the bottles, were preventing it from being recycled, she said that's not acceptable. And so had the label changed to a plant-based label, so that the bottle itself can be recycled with the label on it. And so that level of integrity is something that we really want other brands to know about as well, and we want the consumers to know about. So with the Moms Across America Gold Standard at its 3, 4, and 5 stars, that product from BioRay meets the 5-star level. And so we're very excited to share about brands and companies like that.
And just to flesh it out a little bit, how does the pervasive spread of plastics threaten the health of our kids and coming generations?
Well, these plastics they mimic estrogen, right? So when they break down in the environment, the birds, the animals, the water that we drink and that we give to our children and that they bathe in, can have higher levels of estrogens and all types of BPAs and other chemicals which impact their hormones. And it's extremely concerning that the level of chemicals that are now being found in the placenta of babies and the cord blood before they're even born, hundreds of different types of chemicals. And I believe much of that is due to the petroleum plastics. They're petroleum-based, oil-based plastics that can mimic estrogens and impact our children. Very important to avoid.
For argument's sake, you know, why not rely on governmental agencies like the EPA or, you know, state organizations? You know, California is even more stringent than the federal EPA. Are they asleep at the switch when it comes to some of these issues?
That's a great question. And, you know, I used to trust the EPA, the FDA, and the CDC. I thought that our government was protecting us, and if there was a product like Roundup on the hardware store shelf, that it had been tested. And what I found out in this process and in visiting the EPA three times, I've met with them, I've done a congressional briefing in DC about glyphosate with a group of scientists, and I've met with the EPA, and one of the questions that I directly asked them, I knew the answer to it, but I wanted to hear their answer, was, do you have any safety testing, long-term safety testing with blood analysis on the final formulation of Roundup? And the director of the Pesticide Review Board said, which one? There are hundreds of brands. Mm-hmm. And I said, any of them.
Yeah.
And their answer was no, not that we're aware of. Then I said, how can you claim that it's safe? Mm. And they ended the meeting. And I was furious. And so what I want to point out to your listeners is that the EPA's policy is not to test the or require testing, because they don't do any testing themselves, but they don't require testing for any of the final formulations of chemical products. This could be, you know, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, dog and tick flea sprays, you know, things like that. They don't require final formulation safety testing. They only require testing from the industry, which stands to benefit from it, right?
Of it's like self-monitoring. You know, they'll submit specs, you know, based on their own evaluations.
Their own evaluation, right, from the industry, which stands to benefit from it. They only require testing on one ingredient in the product, not the final formulation. So it's not even based on science. It's not scientifically founded to say that Roundup is safe, or that any of the herbicides or pesticides sprayed in our food or in our towns or in our parks and sidewalks are safe. That's just not a smart statement to make. It's not based on science. So that's why we should not trust the EPA and the FDA. Well, we could get in the FDA and the CDC as well, but the regulatory agencies are beholden to the industry, not to us. Many of their salaries, one third of the income from the EPA comes from the chemical companies, from when they review mm-hmm. the chemical, yeah. They charge fees for that. And there's an immense amount of pressure from the chemical companies on our elected officials. And so if your elected official or your favorite candidate for president, let's say, takes money from big ag, big pharma, or big oil, I would assert that they are not your candidate. They are already bought. Mm-hmm. So I would ask everyone to really look into.
Follow the money trail. Yeah.
Is your candidate funded by big ag, big pharma, or big oil? If they are, vote for somebody else. Find another candidate that's not taking money from these big corporations, because, you know, that they are not putting your best interests at, you know, first before the profits of these companies.
You know, I fought these wars for a long time, and the accusation is that, you know, we're wielding junk science, that we don't have scientific bona fides on our side. But among, you know, in your organization, Moms Across America, do you have scientific advisors who are sounding the alarm about some of these hazards and have, you know, published in scientific journals and, you know, have respected academic positions?
We have all kinds of advisors right now. I don't think the ones on our board, on our website right now, two of them are scientists. But mostly doctors and farmers and, you know, other types of advisors. But we have all kinds of science on our website, more than many, websites, nonprofit websites, specifically about GMOs, glyphosate, and other pesticides. And what I'd like to say about the science is that it's actually the EPA that is cherry picking science. The problem with the science lies with them, not with mothers who have done our research and looked at the science and seen in front of our very eyes our children get worse or get better when they avoid GMOs and glyphosate, mm-hmm. right? But what they're doing is just for example, the Charles Benbrook, he has a website called Hygieia Analytics, exposed that the IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, reviewed, I believe it was something like 100 and something studies. I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact number, but over 100 studies. And the majority of them were from independent peer-reviewed scientists. Mm-hmm. And the majority of those showed that glyphosate does cause cancer. The EPA, however, looked at a whole different batch of studies, and the studies that they looked at were not the same studies that the IARC looked at. Mm-hmm. And the studies that the EPA looked at were majority of them were industry funded. Mm-hmm. And they did not show that glyphosate caused cancer. So the EPA came to their decision that glyphosate does not cause cancer based on cherry picked studies that were in the favor of Monsanto and the chemical companies like Bayer, you know, that make glyphosate. So it's simply not, you know, it's not intelligent science.
Right, exactly.
To say,
well, it's also like, you know, the expression is, you know, you can have your opinions, but, you know, you can't have, you know, you can't choose your facts. But when it comes to science, unfortunately, there are, you know, controversies and, you know, follow the money trail often when it comes to, to the safety or lack thereof of, you know, certain things that we accept in our society. World Health Organization, however, has conclusively come down on the side of the possibility that glyphosate is a human carcinogen. And,
well, they've said it's a definite animal carcinogen as well. So for all of you pet owners out there that have a uncle or a father, or maybe you yourself have a bottle of Roundup in your backyard, that is something that can and maybe it will give your pet cancer if you continue to spray that and allow them to walk on it and then lick their paws and, you know, roll in it in their backyard. So I would urge you to get rid of Roundup, mm-hmm. and dispose of it in, hazardous materials, and don't ever buy it again. We suggest a brand called Pulverize, which is for organic gardening, and it's been used in Europe for 20 years, and it's safe to use around, you know, pets and your children and all of that. It can be used for
a weed suppressant.
It's a weed killer, yep, mm-hmm. and it's based on fatty acids. It's very effective. Within 20 minutes, that weed will be dead.
It's called Pulverize.
Pulverize, yep. Okay. And we really appreciate them. They're one of our sponsors, and we do want to get the word out about them because we want a solution. People have been asking us for years, well, what do you want us to use? Because my uncle, you could not pry Roundup out of his hand with, you know, cold dead hands. You
exactly.
know, he wants to use that for his front driveway.
People and are just so hooked on that. It's so gratifying to just, you know, zap the weeds away. I used to do it, you know, until I became aware of the hazards. Yeah.
But pulverizes too. Yeah. So we recommend that.
So in terms of your own personal experience, you know, since you've had this emerging awareness of the hazards of these things, have you seen tangible changes in the health of your kids and your family?
Oh, good question. Yes, absolutely. So my son, when he was 8 years old, he said, Mom, I wish all my allergies would go away. And I said, yeah, me too, buddy. But in my head, I was thinking, that's never going to happen. Because the doctors told me his allergies will only get worse, especially the nut ones. But then I realized what I was thinking in my head. And I thought, wait, what if there is something we can do? And I thought of my cousin Sarah, who had gone gluten-free for a year and was then able to eat a slice of pizza or a small piece of cake at a birthday party and not have a terrible reaction, right? She could tolerate it. And so I said to him, would you like to be able to eat a slice of pizza at a birthday party a year from now? And he was like, yes. And I said, well, then would you be my partner in your health? Would you drink green drinks and try alternative medicine and like do whatever it takes to get healthy? And he said, yes. And I said, then I promise
good
you, buddy.
Mom psychology there. Yeah.
Yeah, you will get better, right? I gained his partnership. Mm-hmm. And then I made a promise. I said, I promise you will get better. And that promise had me step up in ways that I normally would not. And within 4 months of going GMO free and him drinking green drinks and taking things like MSM, which is, you know, has sulfur in it, which is very important for the healing of the body, he recovered. I mean, his allergic reactions were dramatically reduced. And about a year or two later of eating organic, because in between that time, my middle son got autism symptoms and we recovered him. At that time, we went 100% organic. At first, we were just non-GMO because we thought we couldn't afford all organic. But then it became evident to us that we could not afford to not eat organic. So we ate organic, and within a year of that time, my son, eldest son, his allergies dropped from a 19 down to a 0.2.
Hmm.
And my middle son's autism symptoms were resolved in 6 weeks. And I have to mention that we tested him for glyphosate, and he had 8 times the amount of glyphosate in his urine than was found in anyone in Europe. Goodness. At the same time as a sudden onset of autism symptoms. And we tested him and found he had C. diff and holes in his small intestines. Mm-hmm. You know, he had gut dysbiosis. So-called
leaky gut syndrome, yeah.
Yeah, leaky gut. And so we removed glyphosate from his diet, went completely organic. He had no sugar during the holiday season. We did have to do an antifungal, compound mm-hmm. medication, but he also did sauerkraut and quick silver, what do you call it? That's escaping me right now.
Colloidal silver,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is a natural antimicrobial. It kind of gently suppresses the bacterial overgrowth, yeah.
Yes, and so we did that for 6 weeks, and we tested him again, and his glyphosate levels were no longer detectable, and his autism symptoms were gone. And so I have it that we save over $100,000 a year in autism therapy expenses and doctor's visits. You know, since my children have been eating organic, their health is better. We haven't gone to a sick doctor visit in 3.5 years. And we just simply don't spend the money on medical expenses the way that we used to. We used to spend at least $15,000 just on the allergies and the colds and, you know, the autoimmune reactions. So it's been incredibly beneficial for us to go organic, and we will remain organic. You know, that's all we buy is organic food in our house.
So the model here is that Moms Across America, moms are ideally positioned to affect change at the family level, which can be translated into societal change because of activism and the sincerity that you bring to that, because, you know, you're not a paid lobbyist. You're just acting sincerely on behalf of the health and welfare of your kids and your families.
That's exactly it. A mother's only special interest is the well-being of her family. And we will continue to speak up, and we have a limitless source of inspiration because we love our families, and that's never going to change. And we don't have to be bought like some scientists do. You know, the scientists are showing up Monsanto's ghostwriting, right? For scientists.
Yeah, I mean, the whole model is, you know, if you want a grant, you slant your research in favor of the grantee. You know,
yes.
That's kind of like, you know, how do scientists make a living? You know, some people think, well, it's a pure scientific endeavor. Well, it's a lot of entrepreneurship to try and garner the grants and the support for, you know, grad students and laboratories. And there's unfortunately a real economic impetus to a lot of scientific research. And, you know, that's where we get things wrong.
And people don't want to believe that. They want to be able to believe just straight up believe the science. But unfortunately, in the lawsuits against Monsanto, where plaintiffs have been awarded over $2.5 billion for the connection of Roundup and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer, in that discovery process, it has been revealed that Monsanto was a ghostwriter. The staff at Monsanto yep. were ghostwriters for science that university professors signed off on, saying yes, that glyphosate was not carcinogenic. And so it's been revealed, you know, that there's been fraud and corruption, and there's been a lot of collusion going on with the EPA to suppress studies that show that glyphosate is carcinogenic. And they actually classified glyphosate as a carcinogen back in 1985. And then after pressure from Monsanto, they removed that classification. So, you know, think of the countless numbers of children and fathers and mothers and dogs and cats that have gotten cancer since then. You know, it's just criminal behavior. These executives should be in prison. They should not have been able to sell off, you know, Monsanto for $62 billion, get a huge balloon payment, right, and bonus, and have their whatever number of houses and yachts.
It was pretty slick the way they unloaded it on Bayer, and, you know, now Bayer's got
slick.
Hell to pay. Yeah, it was
very, very
slick. I was just wondering about the timing of that transaction, because just as Monsanto was in the crosshairs, all of a sudden it was acquired by another big company. And some people opened their golden parachutes and were off with their ill-gotten gains. So,
yes.
Yeah, interesting. Yep. Okay, so tell us about all the wonderful resources. You know, first of all, Moms Across America, there's a website.
Mm-hmm. Yes, momsacrossamerica.org or .com. You can go to our website, and if you want to take action and get involved, we invite you to do things like start an event. I always say the best way to get involved is to invite other people to get involved, have a movie night, show, you know, movies like Need to Grow or Secret Ingredients, which my family is in, or Genetic Roulette, or, you know, Modified. There's some great movies. We also have links to movies on our website. We also have a short documentary called Communities Rising that my husband and I made on our cell phones, which is 45 minutes and a really great intro. So you can get involved, start an event, or go to Toxin Free Town Campaign, which is under action, and find out how you can get Roundup out of your town. You can have your town stop spraying glyphosate-based herbicides and other toxins. You can also go to our blog. You can buy our my book on Amazon called Unstoppable.
Right.
Yep. And and just get involved. You can also donate. We really appreciate your donations. We're very effective and frugal with the donations that we're given, and we've been getting the word out now to millions of people now every month, and we really appreciate the support of our listeners and supporters.
And just parenthetically, can people get tested for glyphosate? Can you say, I just want, can you go to a regular doctor in most states and say, check under the hood, my levels.
Yes. So 7 years ago, you couldn't. I asked 6 different doctors and labs, and they would not test my son's for glyphosate, especially the one with the autism symptoms. I was very concerned about him. But eventually, about a year and a half later, a farmer friend of mine that I pestered to do this, asked a friend of his who owned a lab to invest in glyphosate testing, and he did. So now there are several labs across the country that do test for glyphosate. It's mostly urine, mm-hmm. But some test for breast milk as well, and hair can also be tested by the Detox Project. And so you can get your hair tested as well. So Health Research Institute labs, the Detox Project, and Great Plains Labs, I know. There's many that test, but
Are there links on your website about...
Yes, under action and glyphosate testing, you can find the links there.
Great. And then the Gold Standard Project is in its sort of infancy, but it's an effort to bring manufacturers into compliance with some stringent rules about purity and freedom of adulterants, right?
Yes. And so you can go to momsacrossamerica.org, and right in the very front image, you'll see it says learn more. And that will take you right to the Gold Standard page. And we have a call to action there too, to please email your favorite food brands and ask them to become, we say go gold, to become a Moms Across America Gold Standard brand. The more that they hear from consumers that this is what we want, the more likely they are to consider it. And it is a considerable investment. They do have to do additional pesticide testing, which we are seeing as a huge barrier for many of the brands that we're talking to right now. Mm-hmm. But some of them already see it as like a must do. Mm-hmm. They already get it that, many of the ingredients are contaminated. They simply must test. So they're just working into their cost and they're starting testing. So soon we will have more brands out there that have the Moms Across America Gold Standard verification. It will take some time, but we do appreciate your support in asking brands to do that.
Well, that's just fabulous. I'm just really excited about, this is really grassroots activism at its best. And, we tend to think, sometimes we're confronted by sort of unpalatable choices, the lesser two evils in political elections, locally and nationally. And, just like, is that really going to change the course that the country is going to take? But this kind of grassroots activism, I think, is a great way to affect change, meaningful change for our country and, on behalf of future generations. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate it. And everybody who's involved, it's mostly moms who buy the food. 85% of the food is purchased by moms. We have a $2.4 trillion purchasing power. So we have a tremendous amount of pull in this area, but we need everybody, and men are some of our biggest supporters. So we appreciate everybody, and you can go to momsacrossamerica.org, find out more, and we love to connect with our supporters. So thank you so much for having me on
today. That's my great pleasure. That was Zen Honeycutt. She's a founding executive director of Moms Across America. Keep up the great work, Zen. Really appreciate having you on.
Thank you, Ronald. Such a pleasure.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.